On the Bicast, we strive to be about and for our community. March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month, and with us today to discuss it is Ellen Rustrom, president of the Bisexual Resource Center in Boston. The BRC has been active in the community since 1985. They have designated March as Bisexual Health Awareness Month to help raise awareness about our severe physical and mental health issues.
Welcome, Ellen. We are happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here and be a part of Bicast. It's very exciting.
Thank you. So, Ellen, can you tell me how long have you been involved with the BRC?
I've been involved with the BRC, at least a dozen years in lots of different capacities. First, just as a volunteer, and then I joined the board for a couple years, left the board, and then I got back on the board and have been president for a number of years now.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Where did you get the idea of focusing March as Bisexual Health Awareness Month?
You know, it was when we came out of the White House meeting, the roundtable on bisexual issues last September on Bi Pride Day, that was a big meeting for our community. And I think one of the overriding points we all took away from it was that our physical and mental health disparities going on in our community are severe and they're not being addressed properly by the LGBT community, by the government, by any of the entities that are dealing with health. And many of us, I think, were really struck by all of the information that we ourselves had gathered together to present at that meeting. So that was one of the things. When I came back to Boston and talked more to our board here, it was definitely something that we knew we wanted to continue highlighting. Then we were so fortunate because we have an intern this year who is a graduate student in public health at Boston University, Julia.
Wow.
Julia Canfield, and she needed to do a practicum. And so she designed this idea of the health awareness social media campaign. And we were like, we just jumped on board and we thought it would be a great opportunity for not just the BRC, but for the whole community to be able to work together and raise the awareness together in a social media framework. So we are really excited already about how well it's going in the past week and almost week and a half. And we've been really connecting with a lot of different groups. Groups have written to us and said that they're having a bi health awareness discussion because of this. They're sponsoring different things. They're one man connected with his employee resource group in his corporation that he works for and posted information about the awareness month. So just interesting things like that are going on. And so we're very pleased that it's something that the rest of the community is really responding to in a positive way.
Yeah, I'll say that I know that Boston has kind of been a center for bisexual health for a lot of years. So it's you seem to be the group, you know, most likely to do this. I'm
we've
glad
been lucky.
You're doing it.
Yeah, we've been lucky in that way. And luckily we've had Fenway Health here, which is,
yes.
Definitely it's a center for LGBT health issues. And because of that, the first bi health program was established several years back with Marshall Miller. And unfortunately that program is no longer being funded. So that's a sad thing, but we mm-hmm. continue to work with Fenway Health on bi-specific programming. We're in fact, in April, we're going to be doing a biphobia workshop with them with a health awareness lens.
Mm-hmm.
And so we continue to work with them, but they no longer have the bi-health specific program.
That is a shame, but maybe things will change.
I know. If funding were to be, miraculously appear, that would be wonderful. And I think that's one thing is part of the awareness campaign that we're trying to emphasize is that funders and different agencies need to think about doing bi-specific programs and services. So hopefully that will make some people think about that, and not certainly not just at Fenway Health, but certainly in other places around the country, we hope.
Exactly. I hope that is my wish too. I know there's a lot of people back there working very hard to get these things happening. So
exactly.
Yeah, we need to back them. So what would you like to see change to make Bisexual Health Awareness Month a success?
Well, we really want that idea of that there is a bi-specific need in our community. We want that to be taken seriously. I think that some LGBT organizations think that, well, you know, the bisexuals, if they're going to gay places, then they'll hear about us and they'll come in and they'll do things. You know, they'll come and access our services. And that just isn't the case. Many bi people don't feel welcomed into LGBT defined space. And I think that people need to be welcomed openly and explicitly, that these organizations or agencies are going to be serving bi people. So I think that's an important part of it. We also have a concern, and this came up during the Washington meeting. It was very important to us. And we came up with the phrase, nothing about us without us. And that to us means that, let's say an organization decides, oh, okay, it's important for us to have a bi-specific program. If you want to do it, then you have to have bisexuals involved with making that program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so you need to have bi input, bi advisory, bi staff, whatever you need to make that program work, you need to have bi input. And that's another really important thing. We want LGBT organizations to understand that they are responsible to all of the letters of their acronym. And so, you know, it's easy to say LGBT, but if you're not serving the B and very often not serving the T,
yeah,
then we do not have a well-balanced community, and we all deserve equal services and programs. And yeah. I think lastly, one thing I would really love to see, and last week we showed the examples of the anti-stigma campaign that they've done in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's this beautifully done campaign that really shows the diversity of the bisexual community and really kind of works against the stereotypes of bisexuals. And I would love it if an American entity were to take that on and to do a major bisexual anti-stigma campaign. I think it's time.
I think mm-hmm. that would be very helpful. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we did the videos a few years back, and that seemed to have somewhat of an impact.
Yeah. I think some of the videos are very helpful. And I know that the American Institute of Bisexuality, you know, they've produced a couple, and I think they're still hoping to produce a few more. And I agree with you. Those can be very helpful. But we want to make sure that that reaches out to even further, because I don't know that the reach of that campaign has you know, gone across in a national way.
Exactly.
Or past our community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
One topic that always comes up when discussing our health is the level of violence and abuse we face. Can you talk about the focus on these issues this month?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, John. The last week of the month, we're going to be dealing with sexual assault and intimate partner violence. And some people might say, oh, why is that in a health month? But that, to us, it's very important. It overlaps with so many parts of the other parts of our health issues. I mean, obviously, when you are a victim of violence, you need to access health agencies. And also, that violence and trauma may result in different mental health issues that you may need support with. It could affect your job performance. It could affect your employment, which then again can affect your health. And it can affect then your access to health if it affects your employment. So when we started talking about some of these things, we realized that a lot of these issues are very interconnected. And this past year, 2013, there was a major study that came out. And fortunately, they did break out the statistics so that we could see the difference between the straight and lesbian and gay community and bi community, and the numbers that for both bi women and bi men showed that the level of violence is tremendous. The experience of having violence in an intimate partner relationship is very high. And for bi women in particular, it's the highest of any orientation, and for bi men as well, but it's strikingly high for bi women. So we want to definitely draw attention to that. We'll be putting a lot of effort into that last week to make sure that people really see the interconnectedness of these things.
That is great. That is something near and dear to our hearts. So,
yes. Yeah.
Even now, though, some therapists believe sexual abuse is the cause of bisexuality. So for us, we might find that kind of help actually damages us further. How do we find mental health specific to bisexual victims of sexual abuse?
Yeah, that is a very good question. And I think that's hard because people usually have to access services in their immediate communities. We definitely try and help people find bi supportive space and bi supportive therapists, but that is a complicated issue. I would suggest, though, you know, as usual, that for people to try and find the safe spaces in their community and try to find the, you know, if there are LGBT supportive spaces in their community, go to those places and try. And I would say go to those places first. And in as opposed to just a general health center, and see if you can find and speak explicitly about being bi and looking for bi supportive services. Mm-hmm. I think it's important both so that they know that there is a need for that, and also obviously if they do have people who are trained specifically with that sensitivity, that it's important to match those people up. That's the other part of this that I think is important. We want to make sure that people understand that it's important that you have a bi competency, that you can get more informed and about how to serve the bi community better. And, you know, the BRC, BiNet USA, several other bi organizations, we are really stressing this within our communities that organizations have to become more bi competent.
Agreed, yes. And we can help with that by sharing our information too.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes. What can we do to help the campaign on the ground to do more push for resources to focus on our health issues?
Oh, what a great question, John. I think use your creativity with the campaign. If ideas pop up within, you know, by looking at what is going out on Facebook and Twitter, if you see organizations responding to the campaign and think, oh, that's an organization that's in my community, I can go and talk to them, you know, mm-hmm. So they seem to be looking at this messaging about bi interests. So I should go and talk to them and see if they'd be interested in starting a bi-specific program. So keep aware in that way to see who's talking about these issues. Obviously, we want as many people as possible to pass along the messages within their own networks. We hadn't thought about this early on, but we're thinking about it now. You know, we've been creating some graphics to go along with the campaign. And we're thinking now of whether it might be possible that we could produce some posters so that maybe that could be something that LGBT centers, college centers, could use and have a real visual representation of some of these important bi-specific issues.
I think that is an excellent idea.
I agree.
At our Q Center is what it's called.
Right.
I think that would be wonderful because I think that would be great. That would be very helpful.
Yeah. DC too. It would be a great thing to have.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that's good to have that feedback because we just started talking about that. And I think we can really think about that and get them to look really sharp, and you know, so that people are going to want to put it up and it'll be colorful and eye catching, and hopefully people will get the messages.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I'll tell you, at a party, you know, I was talking about, you know, because since it's Bi Health Month, I was talking to a clinical therapist who, like, you know, works with a lot of AIDS patients. And she said, you know, I'd like to get this kind of training because I feel like I don't know when I'm talking to bisexual clients how to relate and act sometimes.
Right.
And yeah. So, you know, we just have to be in our community wherever, you know, wherever it is sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. So I hope that as people are watching the campaign that, you know, they get some ideas. And if you want to connect with the BRC and find out how we can help you, please email us. You can email us at brc@buyresource.net. You can go to our buyresource.net website, and there are different ways on there that you can contact us through. Yeah, just reach out to us, and we will try and connect you to other people, other organizations near you. And it's this is important for us, you know, to continue our community building.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're behind yes. you on that. And is there anything yes. else you'd like to share with us today?
No, but I want to congratulate you oh. both for starting up the Bicast and reaching out to community. And, you know, we have to do this in all different ways. And I think your podcast is yet another great way of reaching out and connecting people. So I really applaud you for doing it.
Thank
well, thanks.
You.
It's
Thank
not
you.
Just us, though. We have... Yeah. We have others that are working with us. And, you know, as you know, the bisexual community is pretty much an all-volunteer community.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we all, you know, we all have to put a hand in.
Yeah, we have yeah. quite a crew that, you know, besides being on the air with us, you know, has all these different functions they do for us. And it's how we stay alive. So it's
yes.
great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And actually, I will just say the campaign, as you know, we called it, By the Way, Our Health Matters Too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just want to end with that it's important for us to value our own community's health. Even if nobody else is, we do. And we are there for each other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's
Great.
Wonderful. So I do encourage everyone to visit the BRC and look through all of the topics and the whole site, really. It's a wealth of information. And please share that information on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or wherever you feel like you need to and want to. And that the more information we all have access to, the better. Ellen, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, it was wonderful.
You're welcome. Thanks you so much. It was really great talking with you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
So long.
Bye-bye.